This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Edston. Republican Congressman Todd Akin has made good on his promise to stay in the Missouri Senate race against Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill. Yesterday's final deadline for Missouri candidates to remove their names from the ballot came and went at 5 p.m. Meanwhile, Akin continued a tour across the state on a bus. It's a final confirmation that he's resisting calls from within his own party to drop his bid. Many Republicans distanced themselves from Akin after his comments in August about what he called, quote, legitimate rape. Presidential nominee Mitt Romney and his running mate Paul Ryan have both distanced themselves from Akin. But on Monday, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich appeared with Akin at a fundraiser. Gingrich predicted Republicans would return to Akin's side in the coming weeks. A Cape Girardeau drunk driving case is going all the way to the United States Supreme Court. As Jacob McClellan tells us, the court will decide if police can give a blood test without a warrant.
After Tyler McNeely failed a field sobriety check and refused the breath test, a Missouri State Highway Patrol officer took him to a hospital where he had a blood test. The American Civil Liberties Union of Eastern Missouri represents McNeely. Legal Director Tony Rother says the officer infringed upon McNeely's Fourth Amendment protection from unreasonable search by drawing his blood without a warrant.
You know, sticking a needle in someone's arm to take out blood, it's intrusive. So that is more of an invasion and has been thought, you know, till now anyhow, to require a warrant.
The Missouri Supreme Court ruled in McNeely's favor. Rother says the U.S. Supreme Court will take up the case because states have ruled differently on the warrant requirement. Oral arguments will likely take place early next year. I'm Jacob McClelland.
Missouri University of Science and Technology plans to train mining engineers in Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, the Rolla School announced a $24 million award from the Saudi government and the Saudi Arabian Mining Company. The five-year grant will be used to create the Saudi Mining Polytechnic and train 200 workers annually. The university will also work with several other companies, including Canadian Petroleum Services and the Doe Run Company. Missouri Science and Technology Chancellor Cheryl Schrader notes the school's proud heritage of supplying the world with great mining engineers since its founding in 1870 as the Missouri School of Mines and Metallurgy. The University of Missouri is being sued by three student veterans who claim that the university has unlawfully overcharged them for tuition costs. The lawsuit surrounds the Missouri Heroes Act of 2008, which states that all tuition fees must be limited to $50 per credit hour a student is enrolled in. Alicia Dunn, the case's main plaintiff, argues that the university has applied 100% of the students' gift aid to their tuition fees, and by doing so has not given the students a reduction on their total cost of attendance. Dunn, along with two other named plaintiffs, have said that the school has violated the intent of the act, which does specifically mention the cost of attendance. Jennifer Hollingshead, chief communications officer for the University of Missouri system, told KBIA, quote, "I can tell you that the university respects and values our veteran students and determines their benefits under the statute in a manner consistent with the guidance of the Missouri Department of Higher Education. As I think you know, a very similar lawsuit was filed last year by the same plaintiff and was dismissed based on our notion." The plaintiffs filed the case in St. Louis and are actively seeking damages for violations of the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act and the Heroes Act. A month after calling on Congressman Todd Akin to drop out of Missouri's U.S. Senate race, the state's incumbent Republican senator now says he'll work for Akin's election. Senator Roy Blunt was among several leading Missouri Republicans who urged Akin in August to quit his challenge to Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. The pressure followed Akin's televised comment that women's bodies can avert pregnancy from what he called, quote, legitimate rape. Akin has remained in the race and was campaigning yesterday when a final deadline for him to withdraw came and went. Last night, Blunt issued a statement saying he and Akin, quote, don't agree on everything, but he and I agree the Senate majority must change. Blunt added, I'll be working for the Republican ticket in Missouri, and that includes Todd Akin. A state audit released yesterday says the Missouri Department of Economic Development could have done a better job of screening applicants for tax credits for the failed MAMTEC project in Moberly. Marshall Griffin has the details.
2 years ago, the small northeast Missouri town issued $39 million in bonds to get the company to build an artificial sweetener plant. MAMTEC later missed a bond payment and construction halted, and Moberly's bond rating was downgraded as a result. State Auditor Tom Schweik says the due diligence procedures used by the DED were woefully inadequate.
Certain items that they were supposed to look at, credit background and other things, were not looked at for some of the projects. We found situations actually where they had a list and they would actually write no next to some of the items and they still awarded the incentive.
In response, DED officials say they exercised substantial due diligence on the MAMTEC project, although the agency revised its procedures afterwards. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Schweig says the DED's new due diligence procedures are significantly better. Missouri high school students are scoring slightly higher on advanced placement exams. The test is scored on a scale of 0 to 5, with scores of 3 and above typically qualifying students for college credit. The State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education says Missouri students took about 24,800 advanced placement tests during the last school year. Of those, the department says about 15,600 tests registered scores of 3 or above. That means students got good scores on 63% of the tests. That's up about 1 percentage point from the previous year. A new chocolate bar developed with the help of MU students goes on sale this week. Students in MU's Food Sciences department have teamed up with an independent Columbia company to create the new chocolate bar. Mizzou Crunch was part of an extracurricular project headed by MU Food Sciences professor Aslan Mustafa, working with Patrick Chocolates. She says the project allowed students to experience not only the development of the chocolate bar, but also everything it takes to get it to the shelves. Aslan says she handpicked the undergraduate students from previous classes, choosing participants that she felt were passionate about their food science. Mizzou Crunch bars are made by Patrick Chocolates in Columbia and will be sold in stores around town and online. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.